Friday night in March means it's time for a fish fry at North American Martyrs, a Catholic church in Lincoln, Nebraska. I load up a plate with coleslaw, French fries, and of course, a pair of golden fried fish fillets.
All right, I'll have fried.
You have fried. How many would you like?
Two.
Behind the church, a group of volunteers work under a tent set up with four deep fryers and country music on the radio. Greg Helbush and his crew will churn out more than 200 pounds of fish for the 800 people who eat here tonight.
Take the fish out, put it in a pan to take inside for serving. Now we put five more pounds of fish in the baskets and drop it in the oil.
This is Friday night for 6 weeks, all through the Lenten season.
Bob D. helps organize the fish fry fundraiser. When all the frying is done this season, he says the church will be left with about 150 gallons of oil to dispose of.
What we do with that is, of course, use it for the fryers throughout the evening, and then we put it into a container. But anyway, that gentleman comes by, and he doesn't charge us anything for it. He just picks it up.
That gentleman D. is talking about is Leroy Forbes.
And, yeah, this is right out of the fryers from tonight.
Late Friday night, after the fish is all fried, Forbes comes to North American Martyrs to haul the used fry oil to his garage, where he turns it into biodiesel. Forbes backs up his pickup to a barrel filled with used oil. Then he dips in a wand connected to a hose.
Then what I have is it's a small block Chevy oil pump that's mounted to a 110-volt electric pump.
The pump fills a barrel in the back of his truck with the steaming hot oil.
Suck it up from one barrel into the other barrel, because when these things are full, they weigh more than what I can lift.
Forbes has been making his own biodiesel in his garage for 3 years. He doesn't sell it. He uses it in the summer to fuel his own diesel truck and a Volkswagen Beetle with a diesel engine.
15 to 20 gallons in what? 4 minutes?
Forbes taught himself how to make biodiesel with help from a neighbor who had experience. He says it's not rocket science, but it is chemistry. Take vegetable oil, add heat, methanol, and a chemical catalyst.
What I basically do is strip the glycerin molecule off of the triglycerides, and I put a methanol in there and make, I believe it's called methyl esters, and that's where you get the biofuel.
Each Friday night during Lent, Forbes gathers oil from four fish fries in Lincoln. It may be more work than it's worth financially, but he enjoys the hobby, and by Easter, he'll have enough oil to run his truck all summer.
I'm guessing right around about 500 gallons. This is really a blessing. I like this.
In Omaha, Eric Williams' biodiesel hobby is about more than homemade fuel. Williams and his brother Scott created the Omaha Biofuels Co-op. Along with the 12 co-op members, they recycle about 6,000 gallons of oil each year.
We've got a big problem with CO2 and other pollutants in the air, and so whatever we can do to reclaim this resource and put it to its highest possible use, that was why the co-op was started, and that's what we want to continue to do.
The co-op collects from 25 restaurants around the city, but also gathers about 1,000 gallons of fry oil from churches just during Lent. Places like Mary Our Queen Catholic Church, where Williams is swapping out full oil barrels for empty ones. Williams says many big chain restaurants recycle their oil with commercial collection companies, but small restaurants and churches may send it to the landfill.
One, you're paying for the weight of the trash that's being disposed of, and two, you really shouldn't be doing that because it can be a biocontaminant in the trash.
Biodiesel is a way to turn that trash into fuel, and by the time the fish fries of Lent come around again next year, it'll be time to refill. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media. Okay.